from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo received Prada and KM Haidi. Vice President Yusuf Kala attended the Action for Palestine Help Day OIC Summit. House Speaker Bambang Susatyo supports the activation of Corps Subscat to eradicate terrorism. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo received the board of Indonesian Hindu Youth Association called Verada and the Indonesian Hindu Dharma Student Association, KMHDI, at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Friday. Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin, after accompanying the President at the meeting, explained that Prada will hold a Congress in Palangkaraya Central Kalimantan on November 3rd this year. Meanwhile, KMHDI will also hold a Congress in Yogyakarta late August this year. Minister Lukman Hakim remarked that President Joko Widodo plans to attend the event. Chairman of the National Leadership Council of Prada, Suresh Kumar, explained that his organization discussed the state's current condition with the President. He added that the internal problems of Hindus, one of them is the population data in the Central Bureau of Statistics. Suresh added that there is an imbalance between the existing data and the actual total number. President Joko Widodo said that he would immediately follow up the report. Ahead of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Summit, OIC, Vice President Yusuf Kala participated in a peaceful campaign for Palestine at the Yenikapi Square in Istanbul, Turkey on Friday at around 4 p.m. local time. In addition to Vice President Yusuf Kala, some delegates of the participating countries of the OIC Summit and Turkish people joined in the action. As reported by Antara News Agency on Friday, Vice President Yusuf Kala was present at the invitation of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Spokesperson for Vice President Hussein Abdullah at the venue said that the presence of Vice President Yusuf Kala in the action was a form of Indonesian struggle for Palestine. In the action, he, along with other OIC delegates, urged the United Nations UN to take strict steps over the transfer of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. In addition, they also urged the UN to investigate the deaths of a number of Palestinians during a rally in the Gaza Strip to reject the transfer of the American embassy to Jerusalem. Speaker of the House of the Representatives DPR Bambang Susatyo fully supports the reactivation of Armed Forces Elite 10-9 Joint Special Operation Command, or called Corps Subscat, to combat terrorism. After a joint fasting at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday, Speaker Bambang Susatyo said that TNI's legal umbrella involving in combating terrorism is at the Article 7, Paragraph 2B.3 of Law Number 34/2004 on TNI. He also disclosed that there will be a meeting of the House of the Representatives Commission to discuss the use of the elite forces of TNI in helping the police to eradicate the terrorist movement. Previously, President Joko Widodo said that the formation of the TNS Joint Special Operation Command, Kopsubskat, is aimed at providing a sense of being secure to the community. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati ensures that the target of economic growth in 2019 is set 5.4% to 5.8%. The government is committed to realizing a more qualified and inclusive growth to improve the welfare of the people. This was pointed out by Minister Sri Mulyani when delivering macroeconomic framework and fiscal policy principle of fiscal year 2019 at the plenary session of the House of Representatives DPR in Jakarta on Friday. She said that the growth target is aimed at encouraging equity and growth throughout Indonesia by accelerating the development of eastern part of Indonesia, border areas, outermost areas, and underdeveloped regions. She added that one of the efforts to boost economic growth is by prioritizing value-added sectors in order to strengthen domestic market and to promote productivity. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Minister of Trade disclosed to keep improving market access for small and medium enterprises to compete with other similar products sold in the malls. One of them is by holding Mall-to-Mall Exhibition 2018 with the theme Indonesia Creative, which take place at Casablanca Mall in Jakarta on May 16 until 20, 2018. Director General of Domestic Trade at the Minister of Trade, Cahya Widayanti, said in Jakarta on Thursday that the mall is chosen as the location of the exhibition because it is likely to bring a large number of visitors.
Dari berapa tahun yang lalu ya, kita selalu ada pameran mall to mall.
Over the last few years, we have always held mall to mall exhibitions. The goal is to raise groups of small and medium enterprises so that they can be recognized by the mall owners so they can enter the mall. Well, that's the first. The second one is to expand market access for the groups, because if they sell at the mall, this mall has a lot of visitors. The mall can be visited by hundreds of visitors every day. This is a pretty good market. Yes, that's why we start at the mall. Cahya Widayanti further remarked that mall-to-mall exhibition can motivate the business creators to increase the added value of their products through the utilization of local raw materials. Thus, the produced product will have a uniqueness that can compete with similar imported products that penetrate the Indonesian market through international brands. The selected small and medium players as the participant in this exhibition had been carried out based on quality, uniqueness, creativity, and innovation in producing high-value handicraft art, and they are ready to compete in both domestic and international market. Mall to Mall 2018 is a commitment of cooperation between Minister of Trade and the Association of Indonesian Shopping Center Management, with the signing of Memorandum of Understanding on the implementation of Small and Medium Micro Trade Exhibition at Indonesian Shopping Center on February 1, 2018. To be cases of terrorism and radicalism, Indonesian citizens in Malaysia are appealed to smartly use social media. Malaysian and Indonesian security forces continue to monitor the use of social media. This was stated by Police Attaché of Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Police Commissioner Haider Tu Erri on Friday. He urged Indonesian citizens in Malaysia to be cautious of the use of social media to avoid becoming victims of terrorist network which is now growing rapidly.
Perlu ya menjadi perhatian pemerintah, perlu ada antisipasi.
It's necessary for the government to pay attention. There should be anticipation and protection of our citizens so they are not easily trapped in the links of social media that have elements of radicalism. Do not try to participate in social media activities because the laws in Malaysia are quite strict on the use of radical affected social media. Do not let us join in the activities of radicalism because here, the social media activities are detected by the authorities here. In addition to avoiding terrorism and radicalism, Indonesian citizens are also asked to be smart in using social media so as not to become victims of fraud. Indonesian police officers, along with Malaysian police, noted the rampant fraud by Indonesian citizens as a victim and as a perpetrators. The last item, in 2017, the value of Indonesian baht export reached $58.46 million, with the main destinations such as Japan, United States, and European countries. Director General of Small and Medium Industry Gati Wibawaningsi in a press release on Friday said that the national batik industry has a strong competitiveness in the international market. Indonesia is also a market leader that is able to control the world batik market. Gati also stated that the world's apparel trade reached $142 billion, opening a huge opportunity for the national batik industry to increase market share. She added that the government is trying to increase the productivity and competitiveness of the national batik industry in a bid to increase export by improving human resource competence, product quality development, standardization implementation, facilitation of machinery and production equipment, as well as domestic and international promotion. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
News from across the country. Unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to a weekly news from across the country. The segment which present interesting informations from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Kulon Progo, Yogyakarta. Region of Kulon Progo has Towardoyo on Thursday is proud of the independence community economy, which was recognized by the world. The economic program firm as Public Modern Shop, or TOMIRA, brought himself speaking in front of the Forum of International Council for Small Business, ICSB, on the future of micro, small and medium entrepreneur to support the Sustainable Development Goals SDGs representing Asia. In the meeting, which was held at the UN headquarters in New York, the United States, on May 12, 2018, has to perform with several mayors from other countries. Hasto Wardoyo said that the modern shop belongs to the people, or TOMIRA, has a high humanism value. In the past, small businesses and medium businesses concern on the capital, but currently it's different. Hasto said the model of human entrepreneurship can also be found in Bela Beli Kulon Progo Cooperative. Next story comes from Jakarta. Chairman of the Indonesian National Secretariat of Fine Art, SNKI, Fadli Zon, opened the exhibition of Krisnusantara, The Spirit of Krisnusantara, at Tugu Kunstkring Palace, Menteng Central Jakarta, Wednesday, May 16, which will run until March 21, 2018. Dozens of Krisnusantara exhibited in the event, such as Kris of Java, Kris of Bali, Kris of Sumbawa, and Kris of Lombok. In his speech, Fadli Zon said that this exhibition is part of the effort of SNKI to attract public attention to the conservation of Kris and other traditional weapons. SNKI committed to introduce, preserve, and educate the public about Kris in Indonesia. Fadli Zon said that although it has been running for 13 years since Kris received the UNESCO's recognition as a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity, the Kris still lack popular in the society than other cultural heritage of batik or wayang. As NKI continued to provide understanding in order to change the public views in assessing a Kris, such by exhibitions. Fadli Zon also delivered the SNKI exhibition this week, focused on providing education to the community, especially for the younger generation. Mm-hmm.
first story comes from Nunukan, North Kalimantan. Two students of SMA N1, Tarakan City, North Kalimantan, was participated in a competition in the field of informatics science in Bucharest, Romania. North Kalimantan Governor Irianto Lambri in Tanjung Selor said Wednesday that the two students were Ari Pardomuan Manurung and Henny Hoyono, who won gold medals in the international competition in the field of informatics science. Through the written message on Tuesday, the authority of North Kalimantan keeps promise to give award to the smart students on the occasion of the 73rd anniversary of Indonesian Independence Day on August 17, 2018, along with other achievers. The two students also participated on the international events who received gold medal in the Indonesian Science Olympic Project for programming category. In the Olympic project, the two students presented try-on-spot program, an Android-based application to help the police reporting accidents and traffic violations. Listener, that was the news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI Service Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start for an event on May 19, 1936, when a radar was found by Watson Wood. After World War I, when seeing warships, Watson began to think how to detect the plane through change of radio wave signal. Radio station, which was built by Watson Wood, finally succeeded to detect the existence of the plane until 70 miles in 1936. Then he suggested to the British government to build radar station network, whose abbreviation is RADAR, standing for radio detecting and ranging to detect the existence of the plane's attack. Success of the system was pursued by Britain when fighting against Germany in British War, which occurred since August until October 1940. Due to his service, Watson Wood was given money prize and medal by the British government. And the next event is that in 1981, Hamka resigned as chairman of Indonesian Ulama Council. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or well-known Hamka, is Indonesian literature, as well as ulama and political activist. He is an autodidact in various disciplines such as philosophy, literature, history, sociology, and politics, both Islam and the West. Due to being fluent in Arabic language, he could investigate works of a great ulama and fuqih in Middle East, such as Saki Mubarak and Abbas al-Akak. In 1953, Hamka was selected as advisor of leader of Muhammadiyah Center. In 1977, Indonesian Minister of Religion Affairs Mukti Ali inaugurated Hamka as General Chairman of Indonesian Ulama Council, but he resigned because his advice was rejected by the Indonesian government. Well, the last event is that in 1998, thousands of students of Jakarta and surrounding areas came and occupied the building of the House of Representatives People Consultative Assembly. The occupation of the House of Representatives or People's Consultative Assembly building was a monumental event in the process of toppling down Suharto from the reins of the president and the demands of reform. In the event, thousands of students from various campuses joined in occupying the building to push Suharto to resign. On May 21, 1998, After around 32 years in power, Suharto announced to resign as president. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily segment My Indonesia. Today, it's on the 17th meeting of Indonesia-United States TIFA, agrees on Intellectual Property Rights Work Plan. Indonesia and the United States have agreed on an intellectual property rights work plan. This important agreement was reached at the 17th Indonesia-US Trade and Investment Framework Arrangement, or TIFA, bilateral meeting in Jakarta on Monday. In the TIFA meeting, the Indonesian delegation was led by Director General of International Trade Negotiations, Imam Pambagio, and the U.S. delegation led by Acting Assistant of U.S. Trade Representatives for Southeast Asia and Pacific, Kars Ehlers. As for the intellectual property rights discussion session, at this 17th TIFA meeting, the Indonesian delegation was coordinated by the Directorate General of Intellectual Property Rights of the Ministry of Justice and Human Rights and the U.S. by U.S. Trade Representatives for Southeast Asia and Pacific. To the media, Iman Pambagio said the Intellectual Property Rights Work Plan contains, among others, the discussion on best practices of intellectual property rules in accordance with the commitments of the two countries at the global level, as well as the cooperation programs of both countries in promoting the respect and protection of intellectual property rights. Iman also conveyed that the work plan can support government efforts in creating a high awareness of intellectual property rights and encourage today's emerging national industries, such as the creative industry and the use of geographic indications of export commodities, patents, and various other nations' innovations need to be protected and rewarded. Meanwhile, in relation to the Indonesia-US bilateral relationship, as a short-term target, the Indonesian government hopes that this intellectual property rights work plan could encourage the lifting of Indonesia from the US priority watch list. According to Iman, intellectual property rights work plan is an important symbol of economic cooperation momentum between Indonesia and the United States. The United States is Indonesia's second major export destination after China. In terms of investment, the U.S. investment value in Indonesia reached $1.9 billion, ranked third after Japan and Singapore. That was My Indonesia Today. On 17th meeting of Indonesia-United States TIFA agrees on intellectual property rights work plan. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo received the Brother of Indonesian Hindu Youth Association, called Prada, and the Indonesian Hindu Dharma Student Association, KMHDI, at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Friday. Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Hakim Saifuddin, after accompanying the President at the meeting, explained that Prada will hold a Congress in Palangkaraya Central, Kalimantan, November 3rd this year. Meanwhile, KMHDI will hold a Congress in Yogyakarta late August this year. Ahead of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation Summit, OIC Vice President Yusuf Kala participated in a peaceful campaign for Palestine at the Niqapi Square in Istanbul, Turkey on Friday at around 4 p.m. local time. In addition to Vice President Yusuf Kala, some delegates of the participating countries of the OIC Summit and Turkish people joined in the action. Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR Bambang Susatyo fully supports the reactivation of Anpo's elite Tenai's Joint Special Operation Command, or called COPSUBSCAT, to combat terrorism. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati ensures that the target of economic growth in 2019 is set 5.4% to 5.8%. The government is committed to realizing a more qualified and inclusive growth to improve the welfare of the people. The Minister of Trade disclosed to keep improving market access for small and medium enterprises to compete with other similar products sold in the malls. One of them is by holding Mall-to-Mall Exhibition 2018 with the team Indonesia Creative, which take place at Casablanca Mall in Jakarta on May 16 until 20, 2018. Director General of Domestic Trade at the Minister of Trade, Cahya Widayanti, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the mall is chosen as the location of the exhibition because it is likely to bring in a large number of visitors. To be cautious of terrorism and radicalism, Indonesian citizens in Malaysia are appealed to smartly use social media. Malaysian and Indonesian security forces continue to monitor the use of social media. This was stated by Police Attaché of Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Police Commissioner Haider to RRI on Friday. In 2017, the value of Indonesian batu export reached $58.46 million, with the main destinations such as Japan, the United States, and European countries. Director General of the Small and Medium Industry, Gati Wibawaningsih, in a press release on Friday said that the national batu industry has a strong competitiveness in international market. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Ngudel Beach in Malang, East Java. Stay tuned. Listener, Malang is rich of tourism destination. There are many beautiful beaches in Malang. One of them is the Ngudel Beach. The beach is located at Sindurejo Village, Gedangan District. It takes around 2 until 4 hours by public bus from the center of Malang City. Like other beaches in Malang, which are located in the south of Malang Regency, in general, the location of Ngudel Beach directly borders with Indian Ocean. Because the beach is included as the southern beach, so the wave of its beach is high. Listener, Ngudel Beach is a new discovery. Thus, the situation of the beach is not too crowded and very natural. Visitors can enjoy the beauty of the beach as if the beach is the personal. Unfortunately, its wave is quite high, so that it is impossible to swim here. At some points at Ngudel Beach, there is warning sign not to swim because it is too dangerous. But you do not have to worry, because you can still enjoy the nuance of the beach by playing on the sand. If you have hobby of fishing, you can climb the rock and throw the hook from there. The best time to visit Ngudel Beach is in the afternoon, because you can see beautiful sunset. Since South Cross Road has been opened in 2016, it is easier for tourists to visit some beaches in Malang Regency, including Ngudel Beach. If you are in Malang and want to visit Ngudel Beach, you just go directly to Balai Kambang Beach and arrive at the intersection before Balai Kambang Beach. You must turn left through South Cross Road, whose distance is around 4 kilometers. Then, you will arrive at Ngudel Beach. enter Mundal Beach, visitors only pay 50,000 rupiah per person. Because the situation at the beach is not too crowded, so the beach is suitable for camping and relaxing. Listener, to visit and to spend holidays at Ngudal Beach in Malang Regency can become reverence for your holidays. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Putri Savitri Ardila. Thank you for listening. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing Indonesian Doctors' Day of Services. Since 2008, May the 20th has been established by the Indonesian Doctors Association as the Day of Service. On that day, doctors, members of the association, will give free medical service to public in various places in the country. Related to that, the Indonesian Doctors Association of Sijunjung District Branch went to remote area in Sijunjung Regency, West Sumatra Province, precisely in Nagari Padang Laweh, Sub-District Koto 7. The doctors performed free health services there for 2 days, May the 4th and 5th. In order to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Indonesian Doctors Association Day of Service, a number of doctors were deployed to perform services such as general health service, midwifery, surgery, child examination, and eye examination. Participating physicians are surgeons, pediatricians, ENT specialist, general acupuncture specialist, and internist. There were also free consultation and treatment to communities in remote areas. Sijunjung has great potential to become a role model of health development in West Sumatra province. Therefore, it is hoped the community can benefit by this activity. The realization of the Indonesian Doctors Association Day of Service is inseparable from the historical facts in the process of forming the foundation of the Indonesian state in the early 20th century. It began with a great idea of the country's founding fathers that sought to improve themselves to more visible intellectual, social, economic, political, cultural, and gender position as an integral part in the life order of society. One of the emancipatory components of the nation is the group of native doctors as the pioneer of nationalism and national consciousness. This is then embodied in history as the National Awakening, which is a struggle to change the not yet awakened state into a state of awakened that was aspired to be the fate and position of the nation as a whole in the future. Thank you. The role and existence of the doctors at that time could not be separated from the character formed through the process of medical education with oath and ethics that must be obeyed as a doctor. The great idea and spirit ultimately led to the founding of Budi Utomo. As is known, Budi Utomo Association was founded by Stovia medical students, namely Sutomo, Suraji Tirtonegoro, Gunawan Mangunkusumo, Muhammad Saleh and others. Sutomo and Suraji, as the main actors of Budi Utomo establishment, were motivated by the struggle of Dr. Wahidin Sudiro Husodo. That was Miscellany Today, which discussed Indonesian Doctors' Day of Services. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Putri, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present you some Ramadan songs. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Kumohon by Afghan. Enjoy the song!
Menempuhi segala hidup penuh cabaran ini. jiwaku tenang dengan bimbinganmu selalu.
Listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled Kumohon, sung by Afghan. The song tells about someone who always surrenders to the God, because God always gives solution and hope in her or his life. The song was earlier popularized by Sheila Majid, a singer from Malaysia in 1999, and has been a long time to be one of popular religious songs in Indonesia. The next Ramadan song which will be presented to you is also Recycle. The song entitled Akhirnya tells about someone who finally realizes that she or he has broken the God's orders and tried to return to the God's orders. The song composed by Dedi Dukun was popularized for the first time by Odi Agam in 80s. Then, in 2005, Gigi Ben has popularized it again. In 2015, the song was resung by Vidi Aldiano and Alika. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Akhirnya by Vidi Aldiano feat. Alika. Enjoy the song!
Sadari akhirnya kau
Listener, there are two Ramadan songs for you. The first song, entitled Salam Ya Ramadan, is from Ashanti and Aurel. With spirit and joy rhythm, the song has a message for listener to restrain from anger, hatred, revenge, and unkindness during Ramadan. The last song, entitled Bersyukurlah, is from Caffeine Band. The religious song was released in 2011. The lyrics contain praise to the God who always gives blessings. To conclude our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Salam Ya Ramadan by Ashanti feat. Aurel and Bersyukurlah by Caffeine. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Padamu atas
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.